But for the moment, let's continue with general recommendations. Meditation is about going inside, consciousness turning upon itself. And so there is no need for external gear. What you do need, however, is a quiet, secluded space. Meditation doesn't work too well outdoors, where you can be disturbed by insects, weather fluctuations, and a thousand other things. Meditation is an indoor practice, which benefits from the reflective power of walls. You need to be alone, except if the other people present are meditating too. You want as little stimulation of the senses as possible. No strong smells. As little noise as possible. No music. Music may be helpful for relaxation techniques or in some guided third eye practices. But your regular morning meditation is to be a time of silence. A time when you let go of the senses and turn inside. Not also that when the third eye awakens, the senses become extremely acute. This makes things such as burning incense or essential oils inappropriate during meditation. I wouldn't recommend meditating on public transport. Meditation is to be a time of energetic opening. Buses and train carriages tend to collect the negative energies of all the tired people who use them. They are places where you need to seal your energy and be on guard, not places to let go and meditate. Same applies to public spaces in general. You want to be wearing loose, comfortable clothes. No ties. No belts. No shoes. To meditate, you need to be sitting with your back straight. It can either be cross-legged on the floor or on a chair. If cross-legged, use cushions or telephone books until you find a position where your back can remain straight with minimum effort. If sitting on a chair, make sure your back isn't resting against the back of the chair. It tends to block energy circulations in your back. Lavish armchairs are definitely not advisable for meditation. They automatically make you slouch. Here, some deconstruction may be needed. Some people tend to associate meditation with relaxation, and therefore consider that a comfortable armchair can only be an advantage. It is not so. Meditation is not relaxation. In the long run, it brings a far greater ability to relax than that gained through simple relaxation sessions. But when meditating, you must sit straight and not prop yourself up, even if in the beginning this brings some discomfort. Through practice, the original discomfort will turn into a superior form of comfort. The best time to meditate is in the morning, after using the bathroom, and before eating, exercising, or speaking to anyone. Then consciousness is at its peak of freshness, and therefore more likely to enter states of profound internalization. Apart from extremely cold weather, it's preferable to keep at least a window open. Stuffy places are unsuitable for meditation. The room where you meditate should have good enough vibrations, meaning simply that you feel good when sitting there. A question that often arises is whether it's appropriate to use audio recordings of guided practices for your morning meditation. The answer is no. Morning meditation is your time of silence, complete silence. Using the audio recordings from time to time to rekindle or refine third eye sensations is of course a good practice, but it should not be seen as a replacement for your silent time in the morning.